888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. We always have those representatives standing by until noon. Call, set up an appointment. There is never a charge for their services. Lance O'Brien, who works pretty much round the clock for this great brand that is MediConnect, but I can tell you tomorrow at around 6:30 Eastern, when they kick off in Glendale, Arizona, the big game, number 57, he'll be in his man cave with his, well, snacks and brew and enjoying the big game. So let's begin, because you are a football connoisseur. Eagles getting a point and a half. They're giving a point and a half. Who do you like?
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, me too.
I just think, you know, you always got Mahomes, right? You got the Mahomes factor, but I just think Philly is a better team, especially along the lines, and that's what's going to matter.
I totally agree with you. All right, now, let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be discussing today. But we're in that period until March 30th. There's still opportunity for people to jump in and get some good coverage when it comes to Medicare. So talk about that first.
Yeah, so great to see you, by the way. I feel like I see you a little less often now, but always enjoy being here. I've been out and about just doing a lot of great stuff. And, yeah, we're in the open enrollment time, so January 1st, March 31st, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you have some changes in your health, you have some changes in the plan structure themselves, maybe you didn't review in the fall, winter season of last year, you can actually review your coverage. We are getting a lot of people, Rob, that are calling still, and they're just saying, hey, I just want to confirm that I'm in the best situation. And honestly, I'm just shocked that I think every week or every month or every year I've seen it all, and you know, it's really hard for people that don't do this to do this. I got a call, this week, and laid off from one of the big banks, got a severance. Wife is pre-65, right? So they're offering him a year of coverage after the fact, right? But he's technically not employed anymore because he's severance, so now he has to go to Medicare, right? So that means he has to leave his group coverage. And they're basically going through this massive entanglement with Social Security because the paperwork trail that they're walking through based on this scenario. And to know that we're able to help them through this is all great, but I'm kind of like, man, this is pretty hard for people, right? And I think it's just so important that people really don't try to do this on their own, because it's really when you do make mistakes.
Let me ask you something. So say that does happen and you've got a jumpstart Medicare like yesterday. I'm working with you on your own. Forget it. But thank goodness I know 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And if someone out there facing this right now, this is some news you can use. How long to make the transfer, and can I get up and running? Say my employer says, you're going to have your benefits for 3 months, and then you're done.
Well, this person was laid off on the 19th of January, right? And their benefits ceased that day. Except for the severance that they were given, but then they had to get on Medicare. So technically, Rob, I've done it in 2 days before, right? Where it was the end of the month, they needed to get their forms filed, put a rush. We know exactly what to put on the forms. It can be done, but they can retro it too, Rob, which most people don't realize this. You can get 12 days deep into a month. So say it's February 10th, they'll retro it to February 1st, depending on the scenario and the circumstances. So there's a lot of things, but again, I wish I could say it's one size fits all, but guess what? It's far from that. A lot of people can get on fairly simply, but there's a lot of complicated cases. I think that's why, you know, our services are so sought after, the seminars, everything we do. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but it's been an amazing start to the year. Great team. Just super excited with everything that's going on.
Let's talk about the Zoom story from Friday.
That was the Zoom story from Friday, man. Just super complicated. And honestly, with them, there's a little bit of crossing their fingers, because you would think Social Security knows exactly what they're doing, but guess what? You call somebody, you get one answer. You call someone else, get another answer. And there's a lot of great people there, but it's not always as simple as it seems.
Well, the reason I wanted to bring the Zoom story up again, so you talked about getting their health coverage. What about getting somebody up on Social Security that's not collecting paychecks, and all of a sudden they need that paycheck because maybe they're not getting that big of a severance pay, and they've been living, in some cases, paycheck to paycheck. What do they do?
Yeah, I mean, again, if they're pretty handy with a computer, that's the easiest way to do it. It can be done pretty fast, right?
How long does it take you to get a check from Social Security?
Well, I'll defer to a Social Security expert on that one, but you can get it set up pretty quickly.
All right, good stuff. All right, we're going to get to some fun facts on this date in history. But overall, hey, if you are 65 or soon to be 65, you need to be making an appointment today.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. 12 months out, seminar, appointment right after, which is what most people do. Set up your timeline, figure out your budget, have time to weigh your options, right? Because you're going to want to think through which is the best option for me. And then it's just kind of walking with focus, not with frustration, to where you want to get to.
We'll help you focus. We won't let you be frustrated.
That's right.
I love that. Okay. Just tell everybody who MediConnect is before we go.
So MediConnect, top rated advisory firm. And I know I don't really actually do that much because we've been doing this so long, but I should, right? You know, okay. Top rated advisory firm, state of Pennsylvania. Not us saying that, just the clients, the people we work with, just such great feedback. We're so appreciative and we're humbled by that. You know, we try with every single individual to do our very best to get the right solution for them. We work with all the major carriers. That enables us to focus on education. We value relationship. We want to make sure that, you know, as you walk through life and as your health changes, that you have someone walking there with you and there's never a cost for our services. Medicare set it up that way. It's just a great value for every single individual going to Medicare.
You can never do this enough. So let me just say, if you're going to be new to Medicare in the next 12 months, not sure if you need to enroll or not, they are coming to your neighborhood soon. On February the 15th, day after Valentine's Day, Marriott Waterfront 401 West Waterfront Drive in Homestead, Pennsylvania. On the 16th of this month, just days away, Holiday Inn, Washington, 810 Highlands Meadow Drive, Washington. On the 21st of February, Holiday Inn, Green Tree, right where we are here in this broadcast community of Green Tree, down the road a piece, 875 Green Tree Road. And then on February 28th, the last day of the month, the Hampton Inn in Butler, 610 Butler Crossing, Butler. They're also going to be at the beautiful AHN facility, that neighborhood hospital in Harmer, Ford City, Belle Vernon, South Park, Oakdale by the middle of March, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab or pick up the phone and make a call. And remember, we have live advisors standing by every week to answer your call. You'll get a real person in real time, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. We're going to get to our trivia question in a couple of moments. And also, we're going to end this segment and begin the second segment with some fun facts as far as this date, February the 11th in history. And our first date is in 1998. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I actually remember it was a Sunday night when Princess Diana passed away,
right,
you know, tragically. And then that year on this date, the song, the lyrics, Candle in the Wind, highest bidder, almost $500,000 for the rights of that. Just crazy. I remember really being hit hard by that. I don't know why.
I know. We all
I think
were.
It was just really sad, you know.
1993.
Janet Reno became the first female appointed to the U.S. Attorney General, so great step forward there. President Clinton recognizing her, so I thought that was great. Nelson Mandela, 1990, was released from prison. Unbelievable, 27 years.
And he never complained.
No, no.
He just wanted to do good.
You see his movie?
Yes.
Amazing, amazing individual.
You mean the one with Sidney Poitier?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. This one's near and dear to me. Again, in 1990, I mean, I grew up in upstate New York. You know that, Rob. Catskill Mountains, right in that area. Iron Mike Tyson, you know, on this date, 1990, Buster Douglas defeated the odds, 40-1 odds. Unbelievable. I mean, that was really sad for me because he was like a hero.
Oh, I get that. I understand that. And I actually met Buster Douglas in person later on in life. Just a really incredibly nice guy. 1977, what happened?
A 44-pound lobster. Could you imagine trying to tackle that, Rob? Was captured off the coast of Nova Scotia, Canada. My wife's from Maine. I affectionately refer to her as a maniac. So there's a lot of lobster where we come from, but that's a big lobster there.
We're going to get through all of these, I think. 1975, Margaret Thatcher. Go ahead.
She became the leader of the British Conservative Party. She also was the first woman. So a great day for this was a great day in history for women, right, to lead the majority party in the UK. And then here's my favorite one of the morning, because who doesn't love this one? 1928, the Lazy Boy reclining chair was invented by Ed Shoemaker. What a guy.
And thank you for that chair, Mr. Shoemaker. Okay.
Cheers to him.
trivia question, 412-922-1020. If you think you know it, you'll get the gas card. 412-922-1020. What's the question?
So here's the question. And last week's was a tough one, from what I understand. This one probably not as tough, but what long-standing Pittsburgh structure was imploded on this date, February 10th, 2001?
And I was broadcasting live in the morning when it happened there.
I bet you were.
All right, 412-922-1020. We'll come back. We've got lots more to get to. Stay right where you are. Lance O'Brien, Rob Pratt, MediConnect, the Inside Connection on KDKA. All right, we're back with Lance O'Brien. This is MediConnect, the inside connection. And we're going to begin by telling you live advisors through noon today, 888-818-6334. The 2024 Medicare Advantage notice is open to the public. You can commit until March of this year, so get on it as quickly as you can. Now let's get to some of the facts that you need to know when it comes to Medicare this time of year and beyond. Lance.
Yeah, Rob, so this advance notice is actually huge. So most people that are on Medicare, getting ready for Medicare, all they're thinking about is their plan, right? Like what's in the now and the day that it's going to affect them. But CMS, which is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, it's the governing body basically for Medicare, they put out an advance notice in early February every year, and then they put out a final notice in early April. Those two things actually have a major impact on what we're going to see come September, right? So the advance notices, these are what we're thinking for income projections, so how much money might go back into the plans for the coming year, which really can give us an idea of what we might see with benefits come September and October, right? So really important. So what happens now, Rob, now that this advance notice has come out, all the lobbyists, all the people that have interest in these areas, they go to work, right? And they're like, well, we think it should be more, and we think this should be changed and all that. And then in 2 months, the final notice, and this is where the final guidelines, well, couple of things that I think are really important for the listeners. And again, what I want to say as I get into this morning is this is not set in stone. There can be changes between this initial notice and final notice, but they're only projecting a 1.03 increase this year of infusion of money into the Medicare Advantage and to the Medicare system. That's actually pretty small, Rob. Think of it. Last year, the infusion was over 8%. So that's why we saw so much dynamic change, so much positive impact in what was going into the plans. So there's a small projection. Now, the positive off of that is every year for the last 4 years, the final notice has been higher than the initial notice. So the lobbyists or whatever have all done their job, and they're like, listen, this isn't enough for what the seniors need. So, but we're probably a little bit cautious this year as we're heading forward. Not saying there's going to be a massive increase in the bottom line premium that people are going to pay, or a massive income, a massive increase in the copay. But it's very important for us to be able to get this knowledge out so that people can begin. That's why we are the inside connection, right? We want people to understand what's happening in the industry. Something else I think is really important is we're going to see the Center for Medicare and Medicaid actually tighten the screws down a little bit in the oversight. There's actually a projection that the star ratings, which we've talked a lot in the last 12 months about, right, Rob? The higher the star rating, the more money they get, the companies get from Medicare, the better that the benefits can be for the client. They're actually projecting a decrease in the star ratings for the companies this coming year. So basically, they've introduced some new regulations, some new ways to calculate how these companies are doing, and we're going to see a decrease in the overall star rating.
Congratulations to our winner from Gibsonia. It's Teresa. So please, the question and the answer, if you will.
Well, you were broadcasting live that day. What's the answer, Rob?
Three Rivers Stadium.
Yeah, I didn't move to Pittsburgh until 2002. So I was 1 year late for this event. But tell me about Three Rivers.
It was like somebody built a 100-foot retaining wall around your patio, and you had indoor-outdoor carpeting on your patio. That's what it was like. It was incredible for its time. I mean, think about it. You had Riverfront Stadium, Veterans Stadium, Three Rivers. Just goes to show you where the power was in the financial world. Like I said many times, Grand Street was like Wall Street for many years because of the steel industry. There was so much money here, and people like Carnegie, Frick, Morgan, Westinghouse, what have you. But that was state of the art when it was built, and the Pirates started playing there in 1970. I think they're actually in the middle of the season. They finished a doubleheader against the Cubs at Forbes Field, and then shortly thereafter opened up at Three Rivers. It was Taj Mahal, yeah. But it had served its purpose. But the thing that I remember the most, I played a celebrity softball game there one time, and I dove for a ball on the turf. And I mean, it was like diving on concrete.
Strawberry season.
Right. And I think about who played, the men that played football, and then the men that played football in freezing temperatures of 15 or 10 below or whatever, that made that concrete even harder. So it was beautiful, but there was a price for paying on the AstroTurf of Three River Stadium.
And now look at the two amazing stadiums, AccuSure.
I still believe that PNC Park, my opinion, best baseball park in America.
I've only been to five or six, but if you're sitting on the Pirate side, there's no better view, no better way to take in a stadium, and the players and everybody agreed to
it. Listen, how lucky was I? I was there for the opening game broadcasting too at PNC Park.
Wow.
So, and Mr. Rooney, God rest his soul, let me on the 50-yard line in what was our big mobile unit at the time called the Rainbow Machine broadcast my Sunday Black and Gold show with him while they were digging dirt, and they had it just about done, but they were still constructing what was then Heinz Field, now AccuSure Stadium. So I've had a pretty good journey.
You have, Pat. I'm excited to see McCutchen. We're kind of going off script here, but it's all good. McCutchen, I remember the year after he won the MVP, I was there for opening day. Looking forward to seeing him there. Yeah, it's gonna be exciting. So back to the advance notice real quick. It's a lot of maybe mumbo jumbo over the head. Here's what it means. Now it's more important, I think, than ever to actually take the time to review because there's changes coming, I believe. A little bit of the tightening of the screws, if you will. So you want to make sure that you're in the best place. I don't think we're going to see, again, my prediction is I don't think we're going to see a huge bump in premiums, but we could see a small one coming into this year because of what we're seeing with the advance notice. We'll be able to update you that in a few months with the final notice.
Okay, so CMS also expected to see 1.24% drop in Medicare Advantage star ratings in 2024. What's that mean?
Yeah, so basically they're holding these companies to a standard, right? And that's good, right? So they're always adding new ways to try to categorize or try to actually come up with, are they doing a good job for the consumer, right? So when there's always new algorithms to go by, then the companies have to adjust to that, essentially, is what's going on. So again, I still think we'll have five-star plans next year, which is great for the consumer, but we're going to, all of this in my mind, this oversight is positive ultimately because it keeps the checks and balances that are so necessary. When you move health insurance to the private sector, which is really what's happening with the Advantage plans, Rob, it is super important to make sure those checks and balances still are there.
Don't forget, call now, set up your appointment. It is 888-818-6334. Never a charge for their services. If you have any questions about your health care, Medicare, you want to talk to Lance right now, call us 866-391-1020. Our roundtable discussion segment is just around the bend. So if you have any questions about Medicare coverage, call us 866-391-1020. AHIP, what does American Health Insurance Plan stand for?
Yeah, so AHIP is basically the American Health Insurance Plan. Every year, Rob, once somebody passes their state licensing test, they have to pass AHIP after that. It's basically the certification that they're ready now to contract with Medicare companies. So it's the bridge, and they're kind of taking a stance on this where they're concerned, you know, I'll just read a quick quote. We're concerned with the potential adverse impact of the rate notice on seniors and people with disabilities, especially when taken together with the final risk analysis. So basically AHIP is looking at this advance notice too, and they're saying time for some caution, some time for some hesitation. Again, I don't think there's any need for panic at all. But we always want to be ahead of the game, right, Rob? And, you know, we mentioned the seminars in the first segment. I can't believe the demand. We've almost doubled the amount of our seminars. Our lowest attended seminar so far this year, Rob, has been 18 people. Like, there's a lot of demand right now.
That's the lowest?
That's the lowest attendance we've had so far at a seminar this year.
Well, I think people want to get their questions answered, and they want to see if you're legit. They want to meet you people in person.
Right, and that's why, you know, next segment, more than happy to answer anybody's questions on the air. But people, you know, I read something this morning. Very soon there's going to be more people over the age of 65 in our country than under the age of 18. First time in history. This is huge.
It is.
Just read that this morning. Absolutely huge. There's just such high demand. And where can you get this information in an understandable way, right, at no cost, and somebody to walk you through. So just want to get the places out on the 16th, or excuse me, on the 15th, we're going to be at the Waterfront. Always love going there in West Homestead. On the 16th, we're going to be at the Holiday in Washington. I'll actually be doing that one. I don't do very many of these anymore, but I'll be doing the seminar in Washington this coming week. On the 21st, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree. just a stone's throw from here. And then on the 28th, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn at Butler Crossing in Butler. All the seminars are at 6 o'clock. You can call 888-818-6334. To register, you can also go to MediConnectInsurance.com. You can go to the live events tab, seminars, registered that way. You want to check us out at MediConnectPGH on Facebook. Follow us that way. We always give a hint out for the trivia question. Again, shout out to Teresa and Gibsonia. Thanks for listening, for getting the trivia question correct today of Three Rivers Stadium. Excited to get that gas card out to you.
All right, 888-818-6334, our number. We're taking your calls in the next segment. They're all available for you, 866-391-1020. Lance O'Brien is here. MediConnect, the inside connection. Live advisors until noon. Set up an appointment. Never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. But we also like to do in the third segment from time to time what we call our roundtable discussion. It gives you a chance to phone in and talk about anything on your mind in the way of Medicare. So if you're looking ahead, you're in a current situation, you need help, you want something answered, call us, 866-391-1020. Here's Julie. She's on the air with Lance O'Brien on KDKA. Hi, Julie.
Hey there. Hi. I'm actually already a MediConnect customer, and I think their service is great. And this is,
I wanted
Lance's input. What he sees, are there more people using supplements versus Advantage plans? We're on an Advantage plan. My husband and I, for October 1st of last year, we started. And then we're at the kind of the crossroads because by April 1st, if we would want to switch to a supplement, then we would be subject to a physical after that, I believe is the situation. And so far we have, you know, minimal health issues, and so the Advantage plan seems like the way to go. Cost is great. Benefits,
right,
you know, are really nice as well. But all of our friends are on supplements, and they're all saying, no, you need a supplement because you never know what's going to happen in the future if you have a health issue and then you're paying so much more.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. First of all, thanks for being a client. Thanks for being a listener. And, you know, my take on this is always one is not right or wrong. So, you know, and a lot of times you're going to talk to people, like you mentioned, friends or whatever, and you say this is the way to go. And it's just not necessarily true, right? We are seeing, Julie, it really depends on location. Like, we're spoiled here in Western PA. We have about 70% of people now in our area that are on Advantage plans. And the reason for that is because the quality of the Advantage plans are so good, right? You know, you're basically looking at very low premiums. You're looking at very affordable copays. You have one or two things that if you got a certain diagnosis, you could pay more out of pocket, right, than if you had a supplement. But there's just an attractiveness to the Advantage plans. Now, that doesn't mean that's the better one, right? Mm-hmm. Now, in your scenario, you know, if you're October 1st, kind of going back to your timeline, mm-hmm. you know, you do have 6 months to get the supplement with no underwriting. You do have trial right, which if it's your first time in an Advantage plan, you have 12 months there. So, you know, I don't think you're facing an imminent decision. And being underwritten truly is about health, right? It is, as long as you don't have a lot of chronic conditions, you know, or a chronic condition, things of that nature, you can pass underwriting. I've had people in their 80s pass underwriting, so it's not really an age thing. But here's the one counterpoint, and honestly, I love this question. I could talk about it all day. I could do the whole show on this question. But here's the counterpoint too. So we have a lot of people that go on supplements also, right? You start out at a certain rate, but every year that you age, the price goes up, right? So we see people in their 70s, 80s that are paying $200, $250 each for their supplement. What if your health stays the same over that same period of time, Julie, right? And you actually do the math on that. You could have somebody that goes with a supplement to protect themselves against something bad happening, and they could spend $20,000 or $30,000 when on an Advantage plan they could have spent $5,000 over the same time frame, right? It's insurance, so that means there's a risk, right? You're taking a risk one way or another. I could spend more money than I need to. I could get away and not have an issue. I think it's a personal choice, and, you know, you could go supplement route, right? You could take advantage of that. I don't think it's necessarily the right decision, but I don't think it would be a wrong one.
Okay. Well, I'm still in a quandary, but yeah, I think we'll stick with our Advantage plan because so far so good, and our health, knock on wood, is equally fine.
Yeah, and let me just say one more thing, and again, appreciate the call. 5 years ago, it would have cost you $100 to get a good Advantage plan. I think that's why there's been such a shift, because to get a supplement, you're looking at $120 for a female in Allegheny County, $140 for a male, right? So you are paying about as much to get an Advantage plan 5 years ago as you were for a supplement. Now you can get a really good supplement, as we say all time, or an Advantage plan for less than $30, right? So that's why it's more attractive.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for
you're welcome.
All right, where do people save most money when it comes to their health care, or where they can get the biggest benefits? Is it prescriptions? Is it co-pays? I mean, or is it just vary per person?
Well, where they're going to spend the most money, Rob, is prescriptions. Right. That's where – so premiums have become pretty standardized, carrier over carrier for the most part. Benefits have become very competitive. What I mean by that is, how much is my specialist copay? How much is my hospital? Now, there's still some variance, but we're seeing a greater narrowing even there. We could be between $50 for the entire stay now from one carrier to another. The ancillary benefits, the dental, the vision and hearing, they're all given around a couple $100 for the vision. They're giving, you know, a certain amount for the dental. But Rob, it's the prescriptions that really make a difference. I actually had a guy call me this week from Chambersburg. I'd helped one of his friends about a year ago, said, just told me I need to call you. He said, I use these doctors. I've had this type of insurance the whole time that I've been working. I want this company. I said, great. Let's see if that works for you. Put in his prescriptions. He only took four, but he had a couple of doozies in there. The company that he came to us saying, I want to sign up with, didn't cover one of his prescriptions at all. It was an expensive eye medication. He would have had to pay $700 a month for it. Literally, that was his cost. If he went with the carrier he came saying, I want, and you know what really makes me upset, Rob, is if he had called the carrier directly and told him that, guess what would have happened?
They would have told him nothing, probably.
They would have signed him up. Right? And that's what's so infuriating. We love our carrier relations, but we do not recommend you call the carrier directly because you're getting such a small sliver. By the time it was done, Rob, we found a company that accepted his three doctors, his two medical doctors, and his eye doctor, which was really important to him, right? We found his medication covered for $42 a month. That expensive one.
From $700.
Now, he's still going to go into the donut hole because he had two expensive medications, right? But at the end of the day, even in the donut hole, he was going to be a third of the cost of what he would have been for that one medication for the company he wanted to go to based on his life experience and based on the doctors that he used. That's why it's so important, Rob, to make sure that you're doing your homework. But let us help you do your homework.
Well, that's why you guys say bridging the healthcare gap. Because, look, if you're calling these carriers direct, they're just going to say, okay, yeah, let's do some business. And they're not going to spend time and go over the entire plan and the X and O's. And they don't know what's right for you because you haven't sat down with them.
And I'm glad you mentioned it because it's not like they're evil, Rob,
no.
Right? Because they're looking at their system. They're looking at what they're doing. They're not accessing everything else that's out there, which we have the ability because we're contracted with all of those carriers to talk about all of those carriers. So, again, not insinuating anything there other than they're doing their job, but their job doesn't allow them to look at all the options.
Well, listen, if I were them, and I'm not, but if I were, I'd be, that's why you have such great relationships with all of them, because they want people like you, because you'll be able to give them the people that will work best for them.
That's right. And that actually is important, because if they get a bunch of people on their plan that are not good risk, that drives up price, Rob. Like, there's something behind that going on. If they get a lot of people with bad health problems or are not matched to their plan well, it's actually not good for the beneficiary at the end of the day because they're going to spend more money.
And that's why they also, many of these healthcare carriers have this preventative stuff and also ways to keep you healthier and happy, exercise, nutrition, gym memberships. They want to keep you proactive about your health.
Absolutely. Not, no doubt about it. And again, there's such a changing landscape. There's so many things going on. And I just appreciate, you know, I found out recently, didn't know this, not so sure if I'm supposed to say this, we're the top listens to show now on the weekends here. That's pretty amazing to think about that over the course of the last 4 years. we love what we do. We're passionate about it. We care about the people we work with. Does everything always go off exactly how we hope? No, but we're going to make sure at the end of the day it's right. We just really are passionate about doing that, and we appreciate our people.
All right, tell them about the seminars, where and when, how they can sign up. Then we'll come back and recap today's show. But don't forget, when we're done, they're just getting started. They're there, those live advisors, until noon. And it is 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334.
Yeah, so new to Medicare next 12 months, whether you're aging in at 65 or if you've worked past, you don't want to miss these seminars. Highly sought after. The 15th of February, we're going to be at the Waterfront in Homestead on at the Marriott. On the 16th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Washington. I'd love to see you there. On the 21st, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn in Greentree. And on the 28th of February, Hampton Inn Butler. We're also going to be at the H.N. Harmer, Ford City, Bell Vernon. Full listing of seminars on the website, MediConnectInsurance.com. Live events, 888-818-6334 to register. You don't want to miss these.
You know how much I am a huge fan of Highmark, card carrying for many years, hosted television shows for them for many years, of course, part of the Allegheny Health Network in conjunction with Highmark, a healthcare company, Medical Frontiers, Dr. Pfeiffer. 3 decades and plus growing each and every year at KDKA. Some exciting news about them, and we're going to just kind of give you a little bit of it right now, then more on the other side of the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they're making expansion into Philly, which is a huge thing.
That's
for the
fantastic.
Whole landscape, not just of them, but Blue Cross and the Blue Shield all together. So that's going to be pretty exciting news.
All right, we'll come back, share that, plus much more, including we got a call from Donna. We're going to get to her in just a couple of moments. He's Lance O'Brien. I'm Rob Pratt. This is the Inside Connection. Every Saturday, 9 to 10, Rob Pratt Saturday, KDKA, MediConnectInsurance.com, 888-818-6334. We'll be back. All right, 866-391-1020. Let's take a call for Lance O'Brien. Final segment for the Inside Connection, MediConnect this Saturday. Donna, what can we do for you? Good morning. Welcome to KDKA.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Donna.
My question is, I've been with MediConnect for quite a few years now. I went from a Highmark Zero Advantage to a Highmark $50 a month Advantage. What is the advantage to paying $50 a month?
Yeah, so no, it's a great question. And actually, I was on a call with Highmark this past week and them kind of talking about the structure of their plans. But generally, what you're getting there for the little bit of premium that you're paying, you're getting much better copay structures and you're getting more extra benefits, right? That's why we always say, because there's some plans out there that are over $200 and people are like, well, should I pay that much to get the best? And I would say no. But generally, Donna, for the little bit of premium that you're paying, you get additional benefits that make it worth it. Like, so say you might go from a hospital copay that is, you know, $350 down to one that's $200. So if you have to use the plan, you're saving money ultimately. Now, I will say, just throwing it out there to you, Highmark came out with an incredible $25 plan this past year that you might want to look in, that I think would be very comparable to the one at $50. So, but yeah, we're seeing more people pay a little bit of premium now as opposed to just going with a zero plan. That is becoming more of a trend.
Well, my friend is on a $25 a month plan, and I was on that at one point. But the thing is, when I went, it was like you could see any position. But when I got, and I don't go to doctors unless I'm really sick. I usually get it back from when I go to the dentist.
Yep.
And it said that out of network doctor was, I think I had to pay $7,500 versus, I mean, it was additional. The way it sounded initially is that it was included and it wasn't a separate dollar amount.
Yeah, it's actually a great question that you're asking, or what you're pushing towards. So some of the plans are HMOs, some of them are PPOs. So if it's an HMO, health maintenance organization, you have to stay in the network. And generally in an HMO, you get your best copays, right? So you know, but if you go out of network with an HMO, you're responsible for full cost unless it's an emergency. Where with a PPO, you do get a little bit more network flexibility. And you don't have to pay that full cost out of pocket. As long as you stay in network, though, you're going to still get that low copay.
Okay. Yeah, fortunately, I do not have to go to doctors I'm very healthy.
Good.
But thank you very much for your information.
You're welcome, dear. Have a great day.
You know, as you mentioned Highmark, let's just kind of elaborate a little bit more. Not everyone from Pittsburgh knows that Highmark already has an expansive network that goes from New York. Buffalo Football Stadium carries the Highmark logo to Delaware and West Virginia. Highmark is a subsidiary of Blue Cross Blue Shield, as you were saying, which plans are to localize to specific regions. Highmark in Pittsburgh, Capital Blue in Harrisburg, IBC in Philly. And why are they looking to expand to Philly with IBC there? Philadelphia, according to the notes that Lance and company put together for this week's 5 times the size of Pittsburgh from a population standpoint. Highmark's planned development of recent years shows they are positioning themselves to strongly compete for market shares of Pennsylvania. So what does that mean for us locally again?
Yeah, so again, Highmark is really, Highmark, UPMC, Aetna, all great companies, right? Highmark has really, gained some market share in the last few years with their plan designs. There was a case that just went to ruling that allowed more than one Blue Cross to be in one area region. It used to be you couldn't have Blue Cross Blue Shield, more than one company in the same region, Rob. So court case happened. Highmark's now able to actually go into Philly. I think that's going to be great for the Philly region, right? I also think it's going to be very good for the people here. I think that to make an expansion like that, Rob, you have to have a lot of confidence in what you're doing in your local region, right? So just great news for all the beneficiaries. I'm a big believer. We just saw Cigna come into the market the last year, United Healthcare a number of years back. Competition is always good for the consumer. Everyone has to sharpen their pencils. Everyone has to look at the options. So I just think this expansion is good for all people. And locally, I don't think it's going to impact at all what's happening in the marketplace. But yeah, so excited to see what's happening. Want to let everybody know again about the seminars that are coming up. Again, a lot of demand for these. Just get the dates out one more time. The 15th of February, we're going to be at the Marriott Waterfront on 401 West Waterfront Drive in West Homestead. On the 16th, so two seminars in the local area this week. We're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Washington on Highland Meadows Drive. The 21st, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree. That's literally just down the road here from us in studio. And then on the 28th, we're going to be at Hampton Inn in Butler at Butler Crossing. You can call 888-818-6334 to register. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, go to the live events tab and register that way. Again, another shout out to Teresa and Gibsonia for getting today's trivia question correct. This day in history in 2001, Three River Stadium was put out to pasture, if you will, and now we have Acrisure Stadium, PNC Park.
Let me just say this. You mentioned UPMC. A friend of mine who's been not doing very well, but hopefully turning the bend. I've been spending a lot of time at the UPMC facilities, and I was out in Cranberry again for most of the day Thursday. I tell you, I just can't say enough good things about the staff and people and what they do, and especially the nurses. Just very grateful for all of these healthcare providers in our region. Allegheny Health Network, of course, Heritage Valley, Swickley, Ohio Valley, Beaver County, and of course, UPMC, that great brand, the Hillman Center especially, and that beautiful out there on St. Francis Way in Cranberry, that beautiful new facility. Just remarkable people.
You have great facilities, great doctors. It's going to bring great insurance carriers, great competition. It's good for everyone. Rob, we do New York. We do Maryland. We do Virginia. We do West Virginia, Ohio, Connecticut, New Jersey, like through our call center, right? We are spoiled here. There might only be one other place in the entire country that has Medicare Advantage plans of the quality that we have here. It's great for the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it is. And, the thing, too, is you notice now because you're in that Medicare wheelhouse, because you hear it mentioned more times than not, Medicare is still a great resource in helping people get great medical care and keeping the cost at a minimum. In some cases, no cost at all because of being on Medicare.
Absolutely. And I'll just say this because I do think it's warranted, because we did talk a lot about Advantage plans. If you have one and you want to look at your options based on the questions and the conversation this morning, you can certainly do that. But there are definitely still places for supplements, Rob. 30% of people are still getting that coverage that goes with original Medicare. It's still very, very, very good coverage. So I always want to make sure that we're being balanced. One's not right, one's not wrong, just different.
All right, let's talk about the seminars before we let you go. We got about 2 minutes left, and again, this is where they're going to be, February the 15th, just days away. That's this Wednesday, Marriott Waterfront, 401 West Waterford Drive, Homestead, Pennsylvania, on February 16th, Holiday Inn, Washington, 810 Highlands Meadows Drive, Washington. On the 21st of February, Holiday Inn Green Tree, 875 Green Tree Road, Pittsburgh. And then on February 28th, the last day of the month, Hampton Inn Butler, 610 Butler Crossing, Butler, PA. They're also going to be at the beautiful Allegheny Health Network Neighborhood Hospital in Harmer, Ford City, Bell Vernon, South Park, Oakdale by the middle of March. Live advisors through noon today to answer any Medicare question or to help you get registered for one of their upcoming seminars. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And remember, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab, but also just call, set up an appointment. Never a charge for their services. That's 888-818-6334 and MediConnectInsurance.com. So what's the X factor in the big game tomorrow?
Again, I'm just going to go back to the lines. I think the Eagles have probably the best offensive line and the best defense. The last time I saw, they had over 80 sacks this year. That's an unheard of number, right? So I just think on the lines, they're going to win, and they're going to win the game.
You know, and I also really believe that no matter what anyone says, and Andy Reid coached Philly, took them to a Super Bowl, didn't win one. He's a Hall of Fame coach, no doubt about it.
I agree.
But if you or I had Patrick Mahomes, we might not make it to the big game, but we could get close.
Right.
I've never seen anybody play that position like him, or may never. But the comparing him to Tom Brady this early in his career, I think that's a little premature.
It is premature. And now, again, I think that that's why KC has a chance tomorrow, is because of him, right? He's going to improvise. That ankle's going to be big, but yeah, I mean, two MVPs already in six seasons. He's a player.
Well, just know this. It's definitely a game to snack. What's your snack of choice?
I haven't decided what we're going to do. We're actually going to be low-key this year for the Super Bowl, just the family. My daughter's boyfriend's coming over. So I haven't decided yet, but I'm a pizza guy, so I might splurge.
Do you realize how many pizzas will be sold tomorrow?
You know what? If you're going to order delivery tomorrow, you got to order your pizza at 9 a.m.
You know what, though? I love seeing all these businesses make money.
Yeah, me too.
That's a good thing. Hey, have a great week.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Mike Bronicheski is here. Andy is here. The True Value Home Improvement Show is coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Mike's ready to do the show, man.
Listen, Mike has always got his A game, man. He's raring to go. He's got the tools in the car. He'll do whatever it takes. All right, short break. Coming back, news. Rob Taylor 2 minutes away. And then we're on the air with the True Value Home Improvement Show on KDKA.